Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time the last 6 months on the radical Muslim celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over.
And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. They were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11. Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. Operatively, you're dead on, sir. You're right.
Story out of this in the media, because of course other spy rings have been caught in the US in the last decade, most notably the so-called dancing Israelis who were arrested shortly after 9/11. They were seen celebrating the collapse of the Twin Towers, and also the alleged art student spy ring, which was rounded up in 2002, and they again were supposedly Israeli Mossad agents. Now, both of these spy rings weren't prosecuted, and in fact, the stories have been quietly removed from things like Fox News websites and things. And the spies, or alleged spies, were just quietly deported back to Israel. There was no political hoo-ha, there was no media hoo-ha, and there was no prosecutions. So I think whatever happens to these alleged spies, and yeah, let's bear in mind that they are innocent until proven guilty, whatever happens to them is done for political reasons.
All right, very interesting insight there indeed. Former MI5 officer Annie Machon from Dusseldorf. Thank you.
We need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil, and they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled. And, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. And our number one problem is what's going on, where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
Is it possible that these Mossad assets were in place in New Jersey in order to film the first hit? And there's actually a lot of reports that they were there set up before the first plane
hit. They were set up before the first plane
hit. So you can confirm that. That's true. Yeah,
they were set up there before.
Carl, what about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11? How clear are investigators that some Israeli agents may have known something?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously, and there's a great deal of evidence that they say they have collected. None of it necessarily conclusive. It's more when they put it all together. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known? Almost a direct quote, Brent.
After the collisions, the Israelis were seen dancing, and police were called to the scene for suspicions of involvement in the attacks. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front of the burning towers.